they don't mind you pitching them. They just want to walk away from the experience thinking and feeling that they learned something, which is okay. What's wrong with that? They may not have bought your program, but they feel like they left smarter. Hence, they give the overall event a positive review in their mind.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's going on, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back. This is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a break from our amazing guest lineup. We've got some tremendous guests still coming in the near future, but I want to talk to you about something I'm doing during this pandemic. Webinars. I'm getting killer, ridiculous, amazing, awesome, I don't know about any other words, results from webinars. And there's also something really big coming that we're going to do in the world of webinars that I'm doing with my partners, Ron Douglas and Andy Hussong, and the Webinar Con brand. If you've not seen it or heard it, man, you're missing out. So anyways, let's talk about it. So how is it that I am putting on consistently 2,000 to 3,000 people into a webinar room every week, sometimes 2 or 3 times a week? It's nuts. And I can tell you, it's a pretty simple system. I wish I could tell you I'm doing something like rocket science, right? But I'm not. There is a combination here with some long-term benefit of just, you know, I've been serving an audience for a long time. Thankfully, people like me, and so they show up for stuff. But I want to share with you 5 tips today, 5 strategies that I'm using to make webinars really work. Now, before I even go there, first and foremost, I have to do my little promo for you. Learn.com, LURN.com. Come on, go sign up. Seriously, it's free. There's an awesome community. We've got ridiculous features coming out soon. You are going to love the platform that we are in the process of building right now. It is a home for entrepreneurs. It is a revolution. You see today more than ever, the government's not going to save the world. Entrepreneurs will. All right. Who's going to develop a vaccine for this? It's going to be an entrepreneur. It's going to be someone with an entrepreneurial mind. So anyways, I've made my point. I've been saying this for years and it's only being proven. If you want to be in a community full of amazing entrepreneurs, go to LURN.com. Now, the other thing. We have a epic event coming up, a virtual seminar that will show you how to deploy the power of webinars in your business or to build a brand new business using the power of webinars, even if you don't have your own product or service. Like, I can generate millions of dollars a year using webinars without a single product of my own. And I do, by the way. Now, here's the deal. We haven't released the full information about it just yet, but I'm going to leak it out in this podcast. The first time it's going out publicly. It's called Webinar Confidential. Haha, yeah, I know. It's part of our Webinar Con brand. Now, if you don't know about our Webinar Con brand, a week before the national shutdown, a week before at least our state shutdown, and I had to close Learn Center down, we had 120 of the top webinar marketers in the world. And I mean this, it was over $1 billion in sales in the room that flew in from Australia, from Malaysia, from Europe, from, I think we had a couple from South America. We had people from all over the world. They were at the Learn Center. It was crazy the amount of information, the amount of valuable knowledge we got. So we were like, okay, we're going to do more and more of these events. And then, you know, like literally a week later, we had to shut the whole Learn Center down. And now we were going to do another big event in person in September. But it's super exclusive. You have to be the who's of who to get into the event. So now we have an amazing opportunity in front of us. And we're doing an event that's virtual that you can tune into, that anyone can tune into, called Webinar Confidential. Okay, this is not like your usual virtual seminars, all right? It's not going to be a $7 ticket to get in, I promise you that. We're bringing on some of the best speakers in the world. It's not a pitch fest. It's a total content advanced and how to get into the webinar world. This is the time to be in the world. I'm getting show rates of 30%+. People are showing up because they're home. They're looking for solutions and opportunities. So how do you find out more about it? I've got 2 amazing free reports coming out that are, again, they're not just little flyers to get you to buy a ticket. They're really, really good content. Go to webinarcon.com and you're going to see probably the ugliest page ever because I put it up real quick just as a stamp to get your email address. Pop your email address in. The reports are probably not ready yet, but they will be very soon. And the page where you can register your seat for Webinar Confidential will be up soon. Tickets will go up every week, the price. It's a virtual event. You're going to love it. Wait till you see how we're putting it together. It's epic. It's epic. Seriously, everyone listening to this, you have to close your eyes and ears and just get the ticket when it releases. That's all I'm going to say. Now, Let me blow you away with what's happening. Why do I love this? Why am I all about webinars? Because right now we're generating, and I don't mean to, I'm not exaggerating at all, millions of dollars using webinars. And the audience is loving it. We're serving the audience. We're bringing good value to the audience. They're loving the presentations. They're buying more. It's just like everyone's a big happy, happy family right now. And webinars were doing well last year too, but they've just up-leveled their performance now. I guess it's because, yeah, everyone's home. They're looking for something to do. They find a reason to close the door and get away from their screaming family. So they come on to webinars. So for the last two and a half months, I've been back to back. We've been putting on events. I've been putting pictures up on my personal Facebook. And it's just like crazy. We're maxing out GoToWebinar. Now we're looking for, okay, how do we get more than 3,000 people on? Then we're doing, you know, we're doing evergreen webinars and they're maxing out and we got people flying in from all over the place, all over Facebook ads, YouTube ads. It's been nuts, okay? So how are we doing it? Why is it that Learn's doing this and other people, like I can hit a segment of Learn's list. I'm talking like a tiny segment. I can hit like 10% of our segment and get 900 people on, 1,000 people on with a segment. Versus like there's other people out there that'll blast away their list like crazy and get like 400 people on, you know? So what are we doing at Learn that's so different? Why is it that we're able to do these killer results? There's five reasons, all right? I want to go through them for you. But again, I want to remind you that their reports are coming out where I go through these in much more detail and in written format. First report is my whole five-step framework to how I do webinars. That's a free report. It'll come out. Go to webinarcon.com, pop your email address in. A second is out. I will send it to you. And then the second report is the top 10 secrets we learned from that event that we did with the top marketers in the world in one room. We, Ron, myself, and Andy, we picked our favorite 10 secrets and we put them into a report without anyone's permission. So going a little rogue, but that would be awesome. So number one that I want to talk about today, how we're able to get these results is email sequences. Listen, I create a narrative. My emails are not just, I have webinar coming up. I have webinar coming up. I have webinar coming up. Boring. And everyone's doing this. Listen, I create an event. Okay. I create an event. I create excitement. What am I going to do? Is there going to be something big on that webinar? Is there a hook and angle? Is there some kind of pivot to reality, like to our current time? An event. Create an event. Okay. Create a launch. Create fun. Create excitement. I create excitement with every one of my webinars. It's not just a webinar. Like I create a reason, like we're going to do something fun. We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to have cash. There's a video. There's a new strategy. So-and-so just did this. So-and-so just did that. Like there's a story. There you go. Story. It's a whole story. I create like a Netflix series out of it. And I position that through my emails. So I want you to really think to yourself, when you do marketing, are you creating a story? Are you creating a narrative? Are you allowing people to plug into you, to plug into what you're teaching? That's really important, whether it be a webinar or not. Okay. So number one, the email sequences through narrative, the story, focus on that. Watch me. Go ahead. Get on the Learn list. Go to learn.com. Get on the list. Join. And you'll see me create narrative. Okay. Number two, the bribe. That's right. Bribe, flat out. If you show up, I will give you this for free. So I create two bribes. Bribe number one is show up early. You'll see I do it all the time. Now, first of all, there really is a valid reason to show up early to learn webinars because we max them all out. So if you're not there early, if you're not there at least 10, 15 minutes early, you're not going to get a seat. If you try to show up at the time of, we're maxed out. I don't know what else to do. GoToWebinar can handle 3,000. All the tech above that, I don't want to. It's just, yeah, I'm not quite there yet, right? So it's like, okay, old dog, new tricks, doesn't work. So I just accept my 3,000 max out, which is like the stupidest thing I can say. And as I say it, I'm embarrassed, but I'm working on it. So you have to show up early, but there's so much more psychological benefit to showing up early. Listen, sales and selling and it's all about connection. It's all about human connection, right? So I love hanging out with my attendees 30 minutes before. I open my rooms 30 minutes before and I just hang out. I do cash giveaways. I'll ask people to help me out. I'll be like, hey, go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hey, go subscribe to my podcast. Hey, go do this. Hey, go sign up for learn.com. And so I find ways to deploy, like get them to do things. And then like, send me an email here. If you've done it, use subject line XYZ, you win $100. And I give away a few $100 in cash prizes, but I'm getting like hundreds of subscribers to my podcast, hundreds of subscribers to my YouTube. And I'm having fun in conversations with these people and I'm getting them to do stuff. Like send me an email here, do this, type that. And then I do fun things where I like ask me questions, right? So they get a chance to really connect with me. People ask me stuff like, are you married? Do you have kids? What's your favorite car? What's your favorite food? talk about connection with my audience, right? So I love doing it. It's fun. Show up 30 minutes early, hang out, and then start the session at the time up. Room gets full, by the way. Most of the time, I start these events. I got 1,000 people on 15 minutes, 20 minutes before. 1,000 people I'm just chit-chatting with, building relationship with it. So bribe number one is like there's cash prizes to show up early. Bribe number two is a gift I give at the very end of the webinar, which I love to give books. Now, I can create books in like a few days. I have a whole process I use to do it, and I'll teach that another day on another podcast. So I can create a book in like 3, 4, 5 days max. And they're good books. I'm talking like, 40,000 word books. They're PDFs that I'll give to people for free. And I'm killing it with it. I'm killing it. Like, there's the silent salesman generated multiple six figures already. And it's going to become a seven-figure book. And one has gone into print. That's not even the real book behind me sitting there. If you're watching on YouTube, that it's just the cover with inside of it. It's just blank. Can you imagine? But I give that book only if you attend my webinar and you stay the whole time. We've actually found this really helps get show rates up, and it really helps create value in your promotion. So there's a way to create value through sales. You can sell and still create value. And I'm able to do that by offering this free gift at the end of the webinar. So my two bribes are in the beginning and in the end. It's perfect, right? Okay, number three, segmentation. Listen, again, most email marketers, you are lazy. Let me tell you, you're lazy, lazy, lazy. You're not segmenting. The simplest of segments that I do to help propel my results for a webinar forward are, for example, if you've already registered for the webinar, I'm going to segment you out. Why am I going to mail you every day asking you to register for a webinar you already registered for? What I'm going to do, segment you out, and I'm going to write you a different email. I know, I'm creating work, and a lot of marketers are lazy and say, oh man, I got to write two emails. Ladies and gentlemen, you want 3,000 plus people on a webinar? I write 5 emails in a day sometimes. I'll segment crap out of it. All right. So number one, I'm going to mail my main list. Number two, I'm going to mail the list of people that are already registered, and I want them to do something. I want them to do an assignment, watch a video, fill out this form. I want to keep them engaged, but I want to get them excited about the webinar. So for days before the webinar, I'm like building up that anticipation and getting them to do stuff. Notice how, again, I said, create an event. I make people do stuff. I don't just say, great, thanks, you registered for a webinar, see you then. No, I got to keep you engaged, man. I got to keep people's attention. We're in the world of interactive marketing, not direct marketing now. That's gone, dead. Interactive marketing means you better keep their attention. If you don't, someone else will. So I get them to do stuff, right? So segmentation, what are some other segments I create? In a day, I might look at all the people that opened my last email but didn't click. So I'll create a segment of openers, non-clickers, and send them an email that says, what gives? Now remember, it's openers, non-clickers, excluding anyone that's already registered. So I know something about this person. I can literally say to them, you opened my email, but you freaking didn't click. What's wrong with you? You don't want to learn this? You're definitely not signed up for the workshop. What's going on? I can challenge them even better. I'll create a segment that's clickers, not registered. What's really wrong with you? You clicked, you went over there. You seriously don't want to learn this? So I don't do this every day. Now, I always segment out those who are registered, but a few times in a campaign, I'll do an aggressive segmentation and personalization of message, and I see a massive boost in registrations. Okay, so there you go. Number four, ads. Love ads. Now, I can fill a room with my email list, so don't think that's my secret. People will be like, oh yeah, you just spend a ton of money on ads. We can mail our list and fill a room with no problems, but dare to play. Do you know how inexpensive freaking webinar registrations are right now? I mean, if you're doing a live webinar, you can $6, $7, $8. That's high. We do webinars with $4, $5 a registration. Come on. $5 to get someone to register for a webinar. You get their email address. You can retain their email address forever. Now I hear people, I don't have any money. Bull crap. Seriously, don't give me that nonsense. Okay. If you have a will, there's a way. Go sell stuff. Get yourself some freaking leads. Leads are passive income. You will find a way. All right. You got $100 a day. You get $50 a day. $50 a day divided by 5. That's 10 leads a day. You do it for a month. You got yourself 10 leads a day. That's 300 leads. Like, you're seriously missing out. $5 for a lead. Let's break this down. If you get a 25% show rate, that means you paid $20 to have someone's attention for 90 minutes. Like, I'll take that all day long. Plus, I have their email list. I'm just telling you right now, the numbers work out. Listen, I'm going to give some data that I know my team won't want to, but there are certain campaigns we are running right now where for about $6-$7 a lead, we make $23-$24 back real quick using the power of webinars. That's all I'm going to say. The rest, you got to come to Webinar Confidential if you want, right? So hint, hint. Okay, dare to play. Seriously, please unwrap the fear of advertising. It's such an amazing world to build a business. Learn it instead of being scared of it. Learn it, attack it. It's awesome. It's like printing money. It's, you know, I ask people this all the time. Hey, if every time you give me a dollar, I give you two back, how many times would you do that transaction with me? People are like, oh, do it again and again and again and again. Great. That's what advertising is. You just need to change your paradigm about it. Okay. That's number four. Love advertising. Do it like crazy. Fill rooms. I can do it with my list, but I can do it with ads too. I've done webinars multiple back to back, 3,000 plus people on, all through ads. Can you imagine how much I invest? I'll tell you how much I invest. Probably invested about $60,000 to $70,000. A little bit less, maybe $50,000 to $60,000. And people are like, to get 3,000 people on a webinar, man, I'm going to make multiple six figures from that. I'll do that investment all day long. I don't need you to invest $50,000, but you can invest $500 and get your start. Okay, I'm done ranting about it now. That's number four, ads, dare to play. Number five, content, 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 content. My webinars are events. My events are not straight up knocking people over the head with a pitch. I give a lot of value. Watch me. Go sign up. You'll see how I do it. When you sign up, there's almost always a 20 to 40 minute valuable content video that's published on my YouTube channel that I ask you to watch before the webinar ever happens. A, that drives you to my YouTube channel, gets you to subscribe to my YouTube. But you know what? Gets me in front of you, teaching you, showing you, introducing the guest if there is one, and giving you tons of awesome content. So you feel good. You learned. You know, humans are very interesting. They don't mind you pitching them. They just want to walk away from the experience thinking and feeling that they learned something, which is okay. What's wrong with that? They may not have bought your program, but they feel like they left smarter. Hence, they give the overall event a positive review in their mind. So the last piece of this is I give a lot of content to people, even through my promotion. Whether it drops my conversions or not, I don't care, because the long-term relationship I've built with that audience is going to be far more worth it to me than having hammered them over the head with nothing but pitches and, you know, made more money from them right now, but then done nothing to improve their lives. So when they register for a webinar, they, you're almost always going to see some kind of content. Maybe I have free PDF, but I usually reserve those for post-webinar. Typically, it's a video, like a really size, meaty, good video with good content. You watch that. It also, of course, the video does a great job to like prep you for the webinar, to get you ready for the webinar. Then you attend the webinar, and I give you at the end of it also, I give you a piece prize. Like I give you a peacemaking prize. Like if you didn't buy the program, I'm like, okay, here's my book. Here's this thing. I'm not going to leave you empty-handed. There is something you can still go forth and do. And it creates so much positive vibes. People love that. People appreciate it. People respect it. And so that's my fifth tip. So there you go. Go back and listen to this again. I swear, as I'm saying all these things, I'm like, wow, why am I giving away this for free? But that's what we do here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. So webinarcon.com, webinarcon.com. So webinarcon for conference, webinarcon.com. When you go to that URL, you're going to see a really ugly page. And that's because I just threw it together last second. That will give you the ability to put your email address in. Now, once the pages that we want to build are done and ready, you will be blown freaking away. We have two amazing reports coming out. We have a big, awesome kick butt event coming out about this. You wait till you see the keynote speakers. Wait till you see our speakers. Wait till you see the after party we're planning for it. All virtually. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll want to do it. And you'll move mountains. And all I will tell you is this. From what the multi-millionaire marketers paid, they paid thousands of dollars to come physically fly into our facility to be at that one event. We're going to give you over a 90% discount, well over 90% discount to what they paid for you to participate in the virtual one. So get ready, get excited, get pumped. It's going to be awesome. Webinarcon.com. Get your email address in there. This is Onyx Singhal. I'm super excited. Listen, get into webinars right now. I'm telling you, get involved. If you have high ticket programs, if you're a coach, consultant, influencer, product creator, you got to get into webinars. It's just such a huge opportunity right now. Okay, listen, iTunes, go leave me a review, please. We're trying to get those rankings up. We're climbing. I love it. And you know what? If you subscribe and leave a review at iTunes, I check every week. I pick random winners to win cash prizes, calls with me, learn swag, fun stuff. Also on YouTube, go ahead, please click subscribe right now. Click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon. Leave me a comment below. Get active. Let's get this YouTube channel blowing up as well. Let's get this message out to more and more people. Thank you so much. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. This is Onyx Singhal signing off. And remember, just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean you get to be a lazy butt. Your dreams are still your dreams. Go out there and fight for them. Go out there and make them happen. All right? Again, Onyx Singhal here. See you on the next one. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.